When we look to Srimad Bhagavad Gita, we should remember very clearly that our Vedic literatures, they are written none other than the Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna. In the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyas Bhagavan clearly states, Tene Brahma Hridaya Adikavai, Brahma Hridaya. You know, in the heart of Brahma, this knowledge was first imparted by Sri Krishna himself. When Brahma is Swayambhu, he was born himself on the lotus flower, coming out of the navel of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. When he was born, it was all dark, and he couldn't understand the purpose of his birth. He was completely perplexed. On his own, he tried to find out the purpose of his own birth. And he entered the stem of the lotus flower. And for millions of years he traveled, but he could not go to the root of the lotus flower. And when he was completely tired, then he came up again and sat on the lotus flower and was completely puzzled. And that time, by Krishna Kupa, the mercy of the Lord, that he imparted the knowledge through his heart. And then eventually, Brahma is the source of Vedic knowledge. Then Vyas Bhagavan looked that Kali Yuga is approaching. So he made it simplified. The Vedic culture, Vedic literature was completely simplified because he knew that we are losing the capacity of our smriti, remembering. He was very clear about that. And Kali Yuga's main symptom that we are, day by day, we are losing the capacity of remembering. And now it is best examples that before us. When we were children, we had to recite the tables, you know, mathematical tables. Before we recited the tables, the mother will not give us the prasadam. There was a must for every child, he should recite the tables, multiplication tables. And now the children have calculators and computers. They have lost the capacity of remembering the tables. Now those children, like him, you know, they don't know how to recite the tables. And they cannot multiply. You know, 3 multiplied by 9. They cannot tell. Because we are losing the capacity. And this, under the name of the advancement, they are killing our innate ability. And if we don't come to the scriptures, which are the essence of the Vedic culture, then we will lose our memory completely. And we are seeing the effect of that on the general population now. So the population is completely forgetful. They cannot remember before 2 hours what they have told. And then drugs and so many other things, medicines in the form of the drugs, they are again killing our brain cells. So many things are happening which are completely destructive in their nature. And that's why from every point of view, it is very safe that sooner we come to the Vedic culture, the root of the Vedic culture is better for us. Srila Prabhupada insisted that we should better go 200 years back. We don't want this advancement. This is the root of the Vedic culture. Vedic culture always develops you your innate capacity. And even then Vyas Bhagavan thought that we in Kali Yuga will not be able to understand the whole Vedas, you know, there are so many. We have the translation. We got now in Gujarat, you know, one set we have got. Isn't it? Our Prabhu Bhai donated the whole set of all the Vedas, Rug Veda, Tava Veda. And there are nearly maybe 50 books, and the volumes are big, you know. And no time to read. And even if we read, we don't understand what is what. So this was envisaged by Vyas Bhagavan, who is the literary incarnation of Krishna. And so for our sake, he divided into 4 Vedas. That is Rug Veda, Asur Yajur Veda, Sam Veda, and Atharva Veda. Then after dividing the 4 parts of the Vedas. Even then he was not verified. So then he wrote the practical instructions of the Vedas in the form of the greatest poems, epic, you know, in the form of Mahabharata and Ramayana. They're the greatest poems and nice stories which depict, which give us the practical knowledge of the Vedic instructions. Then after, they were also very long. So he knew that these Kali Yuga people will not have any time because they have to struggle for the bread. And just to struggle for the bread, we waste nearly half a day or more than that. And then afterwards, our energy is completely sapped and we don't have any inclination to go through the Mahabharata and Ramayana like big books also. So then he gave us Puranas, 18 Puranas, 108 Upanishads. All these are included in the Vedic culture. And then the cream of the Vedas, he tried to describe in short. And that is in Vedanta Sutra or Brahma Sutras, we call it. These Vedanta Sutras and Brahma Sutras are very important. It's a condensed knowledge of all the Vedas. Even then, he thought that it's too much for Kali Yuga Jiva. So then he wrote a commentary on the Vedanta Sutras. And that supplementary commentary is in front of us in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. And then again he felt that 18,000 verses is too much for these rascals to study. Because they are not inclined to study one verse. What to talk of these 18,000 verses book? So again he condensed this and presented in Mahabharata in the form of Bhagavad Gita. And he did not have much time to recite Bhagavad Gita because he was in the middle of the two armies. And the war was to start immediately. And because of Arjuna's difficulty, he wanted to remove his ignorance. And that's why he spoke Bhagavad Gita. Then again, it is 700 verses in Bhagavad Gita. So Vyasa Bhagavan thought these 700 verses are also too much for these living entities. They will not be able to read and they will just ignore the scripture and keep it back. So he gave the whole knowledge into four verses. And they are known as Chatushloki Bhagavad Gita. Four verses you can learn whole Bhagavad Gita. It's 10 chapter, verse number 8, 9, 10 and 11. These are the four verses which are known as Chatushloki Bhagavad Gita. So he gave four slokas. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought that it is too much for these souls to learn four verses. So he came and he said, don't do anything. You be situated in any work you are doing or you are in family or wherever you are, don't worry at all. There is no need of shaving your head or changing your clothes or leaving your house or nothing at all. You go on doing whatever you are doing and just chant Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And then now it is difficult for us to chant Maha Mantra also. We are not able to read 10, 16 names. You know? We have so much, really, to be very honest with you, we have so much difficulty with, we are struggling with our mind just to chant 16 rounds or even one round. Those in this age, those who chant 16 rounds series sincerely, I will like to touch their feet. They are the best people. It is very difficult for us. It's not as easy as it looks. You know, we were in London. It was a Rath Yatra time. So, we were moving about shop to shop, you know, to collect the donations for Rath Yatra. So, you know, in London there are corner shops. There's newspaper and sweets and they sell something grocery and something. So, we went in one shop. So, the child was standing, about 18, 20 years boy, was standing on the till. So we explained to him that we have come here, Rath Yatra is a nice festival, Jagannath's festival. So please you also come, we distribute prasad and they're there. And we are just collecting some Lakshmi if you can. So the boy was a bit more pious than the father. So he opened the till. So the father was in the middle in the room behind the shop. And he was watching TV. And son, poor son was struggling with the till. So when he heard that the till opened, father knew that without pressing the buttons, he has opened the till. So he, why did he open it? He came rushing out. He said, what's the matter? So the son explained to him that these marriages have come. The brahmacharis are here. They want to collect some donations for Ratiyatra. He flared up. He said, wow, and these people have no job to do it. They don't do any work and they just move shop to shop. I can also do that. It's a very easy job. He said, what do you do? Put on separate clothes and go. So I told uncle, I told you are correct. It's very easy to put on the clothes and take big bag into hand and go from shop to shop. You tell it is very easy, isn't it? So he said, yes, I'm telling you, it is very easy. All you people are working, not coming in. I told, if it is so easy, then we have a spare saffron cloth pair in our car. So you please come with us, yes. Change now, and you also accompany us so that we all go and beg. No, we look at the shop. Yeah, my wife. Then I told you, that it's very easy. The thing is, it is not as easy as it looks. Just to carry the bead bag, we are ashamed. And say, somebody sees and he will regard that I'm a devotee. Nobody sees you except yourself. That is definite. Nobody has time here to see it. They don't know what you have put on or whether your head is shaven off or not. But we admire our combed hair. You know? And then Krishna becomes very angry. So he takes out your hair and shaves you off completely. Then there is no need of shaving. I'll fall. This is how we think that it is very easy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought that it is very difficult for these people to chant Mahamantra. So he told us to chant only Krishna. And the way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sings, you know, Krishna, 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 hey, Krishna, 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 hey, Krishna, 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 Pahi Mam, Krishna, 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 Rakshamam. Ram Raghav, Ram Raghav, Ram Raghav, Pahi Mam. Ram Raghav, Ram Raghav, Ram Raghav, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahi Mam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Rakshamam. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, hey. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, hey. So we settled at Krishna. We thought this is nice. Just one word is. And it is very nicely said in Vedas, you know. Krishna Krishneti, Krishna Krishna Krishneti. Like this, you know, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. You chant Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Then Krishna, Krishna, Krishneti. Yo mam smarati nityasha. Those who remember me always. Yo mam smarati nityasha. What happens to them is described in the second line nice. Krishna, Krishna, Krishneti. Yo mam smarati nityasha. Those who always remember me. Chanting this name, Krishna, Krishna. And we have the experience that if you chant Krishna's names, Krishna, 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 then you are not tired. And you chant Elizabeth, 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 Elizabeth. How long you can go? You cannot go. Within 5 minutes, you will be tired. Maybe if she pays you salary, you may chant for some time. But then in the end, you will become tired. How long you can go on? Coca-Cola, 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 Coca-Cola. How can you? You can't get anything. You cannot get a tin of Coca-Cola by chanting Coca-Cola. But if you chant Krishna, 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 you get Krishna. That is the difference. Coca-Cola is material. Elizabeth is material. And that's why there is a difference between the name and the material body or material theme. Whereas there is no difference between the Krishna's name and Krishna himself. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamivavashichate. Invocation verse in Ishopanishad, our Aristotle's done. Chant it. Come on. Om Purnamada. You chant it so slowly that nobody can hear. You must chant loudly. Come on, yes.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate.
Yes. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamivavashishyate. Purna, completely perfect. And he says that Om Purnamidam Purnamada. This is Purna, that is Purna. Complete, you know, everything is complete. And Purnat, from one complete whole, Purnamudachyate, so many complete units are coming out. Complete whole is Krishna. As I told you, a concentrated, powerful center of existence is Krishna. And from that complete whole, so many complete units are coming out. Like our earth is complete in itself. That water is required for our life, it is supplied here. We went to see the reservoirs, you have big reservoirs here. And even then you are buying the water from Malaysia. It's a man-made division. How can a water be bought from Malaysia? And I heard that you are selling it back to Malaysia. So you are very clever people. Buying in a low price and selling in a high price. And tomorrow the Malaysia cuts off the tape and you don't take bath here. This is Kali Yuga, the acute Kali Yuga. Never we had heard that the water will be sold between two countries. But anyway, the whole planet is self-sufficient. And because of our folly, we are polluting everything. We are polluting the water, we are polluting the air. That is our sinful activity. But Krishna has given everything to us. This is Purna, Purna Mudachyate. And then whatever is balance is complete again. In spiritual world, you should remember that 1 plus 1 is equal to 1. And 1 minus 1 is also equal to 1. There is no change. In the material mathematics, 1 plus 1 is 2 and 1 minus 1 is 0. But in spiritual world, it is not like this. It's all complete whole. You cannot take anything out and you cannot put anything in. Whatever is completely perfect. That is Krishna's knowledge. And because Krishna includes the complete whole, that's why chanting Krishna's names, we are completely satisfied. And as soon as you are satisfied, the miseries are completely mitigated. Then miseries cannot touch you. If the hot plate is there, the water cannot touch it. Water may fall. But because of the heat, because of the boiling heat of the plate, it cannot touch. As soon as it touches, evaporates. Touches, evaporates. That sort of misery becomes our misery. They keep on coming, but they cannot touch us. They cannot touch us. This is the beauty of chanting these names. And with all this knowledge, every living entity has a doubt again whether this is all right or not. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he did, then he instructed his followers, the six Goswamis, to write the literature. That why the living entity is not coming to this point. I have simplified completely. Not even Mahamantra, I gave them only one word. And that also they are not inclined to do it. So what is the reason? So Rupa Goswami, his own disciple, gave us the reason that why we are not attracted to even one word. And that verse is beautiful, you know. You must know that. Have you studied? Next of instruction. What is Krishna Nama Charita Sita Vividya? You know that verse? It is next of instruction.
And sugar candy.
Sugar candy, that's right.
Shat Krishna Nama Charita
Sita Vividya.
Vito Kata Kata
Rochika, no?
K
Very nice. Yeah. He has done nice, you know. Aristotle has utilized it. It's only 11 verses in the whole book. And this verse gives the answer. Rupa Goswami gives the answer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That this is the reason, Guru, because the people are not able to come. So he empowered his disciples to write the literature. And that's why six Goswami, particularly Rupa Goswami and his brother, Sanatan Goswami, they left the ministerial posts. And now you can see if once he becomes the minister, either he is to be killed or dead, something. Otherwise he will not live. He thinks that apart from me, there is all these fools are there. I am the only capable person. In those days, you know, 500 years ago, how much that post should be important, you know? And how much money they were earning, so nice income was there. But they left everything as soon as they saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they left everything. And this is the effect. Srila Prabhupada, as soon as you come to Srila Prabhupada's books, then you go on doing your material duties. But you don't have that much attraction. We have lost it. And there's many times the devotees marry also. But they don't have much interest in. So once the ladies complain to Prabhupada, you know, that my husband is not good and he's doing that and he says, I'm sorry, Mataji, but my boys are not meant to be good husbands. So send them back to me, I'll give them sandal. Somehow or the other, some detachment has got to be developed. Otherwise we cannot function. Because nothing belongs to us, that is definite. Dhanani bhumo pashohi goshte nari grahadwari sakha smashane deyas chitayam dharmanugo gachati jivaika. This beautiful verse from Vedas, you know. He says dhanani bhumo, dhan, you know, we like Singapore dollars very much. You like? Yeah. So there is no exception. I also like it. So we are attracted to earn more and more. You know? That is our tendency. So suppose we earn 100,000, 200,000, 500,000, whatever it is. Then we deposit it in the bank. Or we lock it in the safe. We may have gold or diamonds or jewels or this or that. So they are locked in a safe in our house. Or again, it is in the bank vault, safe deposit vault or something. So wherever the dhan is, wherever the wealth is, when Yamaraja comes, you cannot tell him, hey, just wait, I'm coming from my bank. No, he will not give you time to go to the bank. Dhan will remain, the wealth will remain wherever you have kept it. It will remain there because it doesn't belong to you. If it would have belonged to you, then all the bundles of the notes will have accompanied you. As soon as you're dead, all the notes will follow you. No, but they don't. Because nothing belongs to us. Then, Pashuhai Goshte, in the former times, there was no motorized transport. So they had only animals to use. They were using horses or camels or elephants. Or this is the mode of transport. So wherever they were tied, they were there and the man will go away. Or woman will go away. They cannot take even the elephant that they can't. Now we have Mercedes cars maybe. So if Yamaraja comes, we cannot tell him, hey, I have got Mercedes car. You also sit, I also sit. No, it's useless. It will be parked in the garage or wherever it is. You have to leave it there. There is Pashuhai Goshte. And Nari, Kiradwari, husband or wife is very dear to us. According to the Vedic culture, when the husband is dead, she will only accompany the husband up to the door of the house. She will not leave the house and go to the cemetery. There is Vedic culture. She will remain in the house. She is very dear to us, but she cannot accompany us at all. We have to go on our own. And then Sakha Smashane, Sakha means your friends or relatives, they will come up to cemetery and see in the guest chamber that you are going. That's always good. Yeah. It's nice, we are relieved. Whatever good or bad things we have done, they will discuss for a while and go away, forget about it. Within a day, everybody will forget that we existed. This is our relatives and our friends. And then, deha, our own body, chitayam, aprichita, up to funeral pyre, this body will accompany you up to you are put on the gas pyre. That's all. When you start burning, this body also leaves you. This fire, five great elements body, you have to leave it. Nobody can take it, take the body with it. And then afterward, the journey is all alone. But there is one accompanying friend with you, dharma. Dharma nugo gacchati jiva eka. Eka jiva, all alone the jiva, will follow that journey with the dharma, with whatever you have done about Krishna. Whatever you have heard, whatever you have remembered, will accompany you. Otherwise, nothing accompanies us. So, whatever is accompanying us, according to the Shastric injunctions, that we don't have time to do. And whatever not accompanying, we are day and night very busy. Having buying the cars and building the temples and building the skyscrapers and very proud, you know. And one day the breath goes away and skyscraper remains here. Somebody else comes and sits on it. Maybe if other people are waiting, when is he dying? So that I can be the owner of the skyscraper. We wait each other. One goes, other sits. Other goes, third sits. So we really wait. When is he going? He is 70 years old. He is not going yet. How long does he survive? And this is the main thing to be understood. And this is the urgency. It's not that you just while away time and you think afterwards. No. Maybe we think that my head is black yet. So I have 50 years to go. It's well and good. If you have 50, 60 years, it's very nice. If you survive, you will be alright with the scriptures and whole knowledge and katha and kirtan and everything. But if you don't get anything, we should be prepared for the last day. Nobody can avoid the last appointment. And that procession has to go. Rolls Royce, eh? You sleep in the Rolls Royce. For the whole of lifetime, we were moving maybe on a bicycle. But the end, we sleep in the Rolls Royce. And that procession has to go on. It has to. You can miss the appointments during the whole of your lifetime. But that appointment you cannot miss. This is the real thing to be remembered. Those who remember Krishna on one side and his death on the other side, then they will get attached to Krishna. Otherwise it is very impossible to get attached. And those who don't get attached, they cannot perfect their life. Then they are entangled into the material existence. And material existence is very nicely described, you know, in 11th canto again. It's a beautiful verse. Dehendriya pranamano dhyamyo. These are few things we are following in the material life. Dehendriya pranamano dhyamyo. Janma apyaya kshut bhaya tarsha kruchai. This is the second line. And then we come to the third line. Sansara dharma avimuhyamana smritya hare bhagavata pradana. Who is liked by Krishna, you know, is nicely described in this. That we have our body. And this body has a janma and apyaya. Janma means birth. This body has got to be born. Nobody falls from the sky. In Singapore, maybe somebody is falling. Eh? You? No? Somebody falling from the sky? No, you don't know? Maybe somebody. Singapore is a beautiful country. No. As soon as the body is decided, then you have to squeeze yourself in the female species. If you are a bird, you have to go into the female bird. You are a beast, then you go into the female beast. If you are a human being, then female, female. There is no way that we can obtain this body without birth. Birth has got to be there. And that goes without the death, our body. And the second thing is appear, decay. The body decays. Since it is born, it is decaying. And finally it will decay to that extent that body will drop and the soul will migrate. Karmana daiva netrena deho janta jantopate. Karmana, by our own activities, daiva netrena, under the supervision of Krishna. Here, hear something. Then Krishna is pleased. Krishna will fulfill your desire. He said, I will give you the next body in which you always drink dirty water. And he gives us the hog's body. And you sleep in the gutters and whatever comes up, nice dirty water comes in. Because that body likes the dirty water. This is the effect of our karmas. If your karmas are pious, in the sense that you are attracted to the complete, perfect, whole Krishna, then you stand a bit of chance to have the human body born in Shuchi Matam, Sri Matam Gehe. Shuchi Matam means saintly family, or Sri Matam means rich family. Or you stand chance to get so much wealth so that you become completely satisfied, and then you don't have to worry, you don't have to toil and moil for earning the wealth. You are already, the bread and butter is there. And then, fortunately, you come across again Krishna somewhere and you catch him. These two boys from Switzerland, they are traveling. And he told me today that from the childhood, he always liked to stay in the forest. He was asking his mother, that, give me some best thing, give me better than this. I don't want this to work like this and this and this. So his mother said, I don't have any better thing. You try to find out yourself. So he is moving around since then. And somehow the other, they came to Malaysia. And he found out, he had a Bhagavad Gita somehow or the other. So he was studying Bhagavad Gita. So he thought that this is quite nice. This is a living example in front of us. These boys, they were attracted to Krishna because they had performed the devotional service in the previous life. Otherwise, why should he search? He knew that he is searching for something, but he didn't know that he is searching for Krishna. But Krishna has his own arrangement. Then he found out that this soul is inquisitive. So he gave him his birth in the country in Switzerland. And I heard about Switzerland that if you don't work, even then you get 90,000 rupees per month from the government. Isn't it? Switzerland is a very rich country. You don't work. Even then you get 100,000 nearly per month. Best to go to Switzerland, Eric. And I will also come here as a guru. You tell that I cannot survive with my guru, without my guru. So we will both go and at least 2 lakh rupees per month. This is the richest country they were born. This is the living example that if the sadhana is incomplete, then you get the human birth in the rich family or saintly family or saintly and rich. This is how these boys are thrown into their richest country. And because they should not worry about the money, so they are moving about and trying to find out that what they want. And somehow or the other, now he is satisfied that he has got the thing. Now it depends how to organize the life and how to do it. This boy has completely washed off his hands from the material activities. So there is no way that he can survive in the material world. There is no need of going there. So he can very nicely settle somewhere in our biggest community. This is the main thing. At least we should start as soon as possible. And we are also thrown into this country. You might have migrated, or your forefathers might have migrated. Why? There's so many living entities are getting rotten in India. Just for earning bread, butter they don't know. only bread. They have to work for 12, 14 hours and traveling 3 hours each way, 6 hours again. And half dead he comes in the house and again he goes away like a dog in the morning in search of food. I mean to say to earn the food. This is the condition of the average family in India. What to talk of the lowest family? It's very difficult to survive. Kali Yuga is very acute because we are losing our piety. And because we are losing our piety, Krishna is making so many things completely difficult for us to obtain. We people are lucky that you are thrown to Singapore. And here the things are completely different from that side of Bay of Bengal. This is our luck. And if you don't utilize your human time in remembering the Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna, then how long does he take to withdraw everything from you? He has thousands of hands. He can withdraw within no time. Thinking all these things, we should come that we should not unnecessarily increase our necessities. This increasing the necessities is putting us into the vicious circle of birth, death, disease and old age. If you decrease your necessities, then you win. Then you win. In our limited atmosphere, now we cannot do without the lights. These lights are very, very bad. But even then it is a must now. We cannot have a house without light. We remember that we were renting the houses or buying the houses. And as soon as we rented the house, nothing else was to be done. We just ordered the coal bag and one coal stove and some grocery. And we move into the house. That's all. Now you rent the house or you buy the house and first beds, carpet, and refrigerator, TV. He is killed before he goes to the house. And then he falls down half dead there and TV is going on. And he doesn't know what is going on. Because he is completely finished before he moves it up. This is increasing the necessities. The necessities which are not required for our life should be completely decreased. One household example I can give you, we should follow this example if possible. We are using toothbrush, you know, cleaning the teeth in the morning. Kur, kur, kur. And that too we are so very lazy that we cannot move the brush with our own hand. So you have the electric brush. You just put it, more on it. How much dependent we are. If the electricity is not there, the fellow is without cleaning the teeth. God. We are so very dependent upon these things. Unnecessary. Instead you can brush. That is at least a bit better than electricity. Then the brush teeth. The enamel on the teeth is completely destroyed. So the teeth don't survive long. Then cavity is created. Then paste we have to buy. Again it is a medicated thing. Sweet and sugar and everything is there. So again it is harmful. After spending so much money for the paste and for the brush and for the keeping, and that brush gets contaminated. You cannot wash it. You cannot do it anything. Instead of that, there is a simple thing. You take salt and mix with turmeric powder. And at the most you add some mustard oil or some oil, maybe coconut oil something, and make it a nice paste. And with your finger you can just rub. And gargle it with salt and nothing remains in between the teeth also. And there is no cavity created. But we are so very accustomed to brushing. So in the beginning you may feel that you have to brush. So maybe once in a month or once in a fortnight, you can just brush for your satisfaction. But daily, our finger is completely a sterilized thing. It never gets dirty. The brush gets dirty. And if there are so many people in the house, all the brushes, I saw many times we live in so many houses. In the bathroom, there is a glass, you know, full of brushes. And anybody comes to fix up anything. This is too much. This is increasing the necessity. And if we increase the necessity, the decaying process of the body is accelerated. And we think that we are advanced. I've got a McLean or whatever it is, you know. The paste we have, highly medicated paste we use. Highly, and then brushes also, there are so many. Soft and hard and medium and this and that and short and long and this. And that. So many things. And to manufacture all these things, we have to have the factory. Then again, factories create the pollution. How much we are complicating our life? How much we are complicating our life? These things have got to be understood. There is one very nice passage for your information. I'll read it. How we complicate our life. It is the example of India, you know. But it gives us the idea that how we complicate this life, you know. Just here, I'll give it in the original language so that you understand how we are behaving. See, it is a village example, you know. The field of opposite, the villager, there is one villager, you know, and he has a field opposite his cottage. So the field opposite grows cotton. Cotton is grown in his field. The owner of the field sells it to a man who collects it in the field, in the village. This man sells it to a dealer who sells it to another who transports it to Bombay. It is India's example. So from the village they collect the cotton and send it to Bombay. Then the cotton is taken to Bombay by railway train, where it is sold to a shipper who ships it to a port, English port in England. He sends it to Manchester maybe. Then in Manchester, it is sold to a factory which manufactures the thread out of the cotton. Then again that thread is sold to another factory which weaves the cloth out of that thread. Then that woven cloth is sold back to the businessman in England, who again ships it back to Bombay. The same woven cloth is sent back to Bombay. In Bombay, it is sold to a dealer, who again sells to the village dealer, who sells it to the owner of the field. Just to get the cloth from the cotton, they are playing the ball game of cotton. Cotton is sent to Bombay, then to England, then again back to Bombay, again back to the village. By playing game, this ball game with tons of cotton, we are creating so much complexity in our social life. And he is giving the example, you know. There can be fire, there can be theft, there can be shipwreck, strikes, then rise and fall of the market. The whole setup, it depends upon this. Rise and fall of market, crisis and war. For the ball game, thousands of miles of railway lines are required. Ports, docks, warehouses, customs officers, inspectors, policemen, courts, prisons, offices, banks and stock exchanges, armies and colonies and enslaved people, factories, machines and millions of works always on the verge of rebellion. This is all created because of this complexity of cotton. The proper economy is this. Let the owner of the field get hold of a spinning wheel and turn it until he clothes himself, his family and his whole village. And he can avoid all these things. This is the best example. We may not go to the root of it, but this is the simplicity we have to create. And unless you make your life to the most possible simple way, you will not have time to go through the scriptures or understand the scriptures. This is the main instruction of the scriptures. And this there, again it is with all the decorations, we spend so much money for our own body. And then again it is decaying. And we try to hide that, you know. As soon as the hair go grey, we don't like it. So we press it in the beginning, yeah? We comb it like this, we comb it like this, so that nobody can see. You know, and if it is out of control, then we go to the chemist and buy coal. and put it on our head. Make it black and red and blue and ginger and so many. Again expensive. You know? Then if it is too much, then I just shave it off. So this is how we want to hide our old age also, decay. Decay of the body. We want to always hide and look better. Our Morarji Desai died, our one of the politicians, you know, our prime minister. He was for a few days. So he died recently at the age of 99 years. Now 99 years as it is a very grave, serious old age. And how can the dead body look good? But when he was dead, that body was handed over to the persons who decorate the dead body. Because he should look good after death. After death, how can he look good? But we are so very mad after this body that his cap was completely pressed and nicely fitted on his head, on the pyre, you know. Then he had spectacles on his eyes. Men are gone. Why the spectacles? Then he was clean shaved and nice after shave and before shave and whatever it is. Everything was there. He looked beautiful body. We are so very attached. There was one prime minister in our country. He was very sick. When he was very old, he was very sick. And he was swollen and he couldn't sit on the chair and he couldn't do anything really. So people requested him that, please now, you resign, you're good for nothing. So make way so that other men can manage the country. He said, please, excuse me. I don't want to resign. I want to be the prime minister. And I want to die as the prime minister. So people said, hey, what's the difference? Whether you die as a prime minister or whether you die as a common man. What is the difference? So he said, no, you don't know. If I die as a prime minister, in my funeral, all over the world leaders will fly to India. So he wanted his funeral, very grand funeral. You know, everybody, viceroy is sitting there, and the presidents are sitting in. He is not there to look at it. But he wanted that death. To this extent, we are attached to this body. And because we are attached, we increase our necessities. As soon as you decrease your necessities, you increase your health. Because less anxiety. If you don't require anything, why should you be anxious about that? And if you don't require, then we require less money. Or whatever Lakshmi we have, it goes long way. It's a long way. You can spend slowly, you know. And that is how you are completely relieved of the mental anguish. But because of the increasing of the necessities, we cannot follow the Prabhupada's instructions. Prabhupada tried us to make us very simple. He has given us dhotis to wear. He has given us very nice time to wake up early in the morning. Very simple process to take rest also. Everything he has given. But if we complicate our life like this, then we cannot go. And the decay hurries up. The body, which is too much looked after, grows old very soon. Then the body, which is roughly used, that is, we don't care much, we take rest, minimum possible. And then we get up for Mangala Arati, we do this devotional service. Then that body, Krishna's mercy, may survive longer. It doesn't mean that they don't die. But dead body survives longer. Early to bed and early to rise is the way to be healthy, wealthy and wise. If you want to be healthy, if you want to be wealthy, and if you want to be wise, you have to go to bed early and get up early. These are the few hints just to start the devotional service. And then as soon as you start, then our goal must be very clear to us. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu insists that we must become like gopis and be attracted to Krishna. Then we must fix our goal, that what we want to do. And these gopis sing very nice, one shloka in 10th canto. And that gives us the idea that after we decrease our necessities and after we increase our devotional activities, then how it should be performed. Now they say that atati yad bhavan pahani kananam truti yugayate tvam pasyatam kutila kuntalam shrimukham chate jadav dikshatam pakshma grudrusham. Beautiful verse from Gopis, you know. This is our destination. To reduce the necessities is not the goal of our existence. But it is needed to reach to the goal of our existence. Reducing the necessities is required to achieve the goal of our existence. Here, Gopis say, Atati yad bhavan. Atati means you wander about. They say to Krishna that as soon as the day dawns, ahani, means during the day, as soon as the day sun rises, you are just gone behind the cows to graze the cows. And you are very satisfied to graze the cows in the forest, and we don't see you then during the day. And because we don't see you during the day, our truti yugayate, truti means fraction of a second, becomes very long like yuga, like a millennium, because we are not seeing you. Then in the evening you come back, kutila kuntalam, shrimukham chate. We want to see your nice curly hair, dusted, you know, because of the, from hoofs of the cows, the dust settles on his head, and you look very beautiful. So we want to look at you in the evening when you come back. But this Brahma who has created our body is very cruel. And jadavudikshitam pakshmakrudrusham. He has created these eyelids on our body, on our eyes. And that's why we have to blink our eyes. So till that time again we don't see you. So this is the gopi's way. That if you want to follow, by decreasing the necessities, by making the life simple, every possible moment should be used in understanding Krishna through Bhagavad Gita, through Srimad Bhagavatam, through any of Prabhupada's books, they are self-sufficient. And not a single moment should go without it, for the blinking of the eyes also. This is Gopi's way. So this is our destination. Ramya Akashi the Gopi, Vrajavadhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises us that you should perform the devotional service like Vrajavadhu. Uddhav went to give the knowledge to Gopis. Krishna said to Uddhav that you go and console them, I will come to see them. Uddhav went and he tried to explain, Krishna is coming to you sometime, don't be morose, don't be this. Gopis taught him back. Gopis told, who says that Krishna is not with us? You don't know, Krishna is 24 hours with us. We are chanting his names, we are singing his pastimes. So Krishna is always with us. And it's very nicely said in Vrijvasi language, you know, that Suresh Dinesh means all the demigods, including Indra, Narad, Shesh, Mahesh, Suresh, Dinesh, Ganesh, all these people. Narad Muni, Narad, Shesh, Shankarchan, Narad, Shesh, Ganesh, Dinesh, and Suresh, all demigods. They day and night jahi nirantara gavahi. Then day and night sing the glories of the Lord. They can't see Krishna. But these Ahiranyakashipuharinya, means these coward girls, gopis, just they show Krishna the butter cup of buttermilk. They show him and he dances to take the buttermilk in front of gopis. Because it's a pure love. Purified goodness will attract Krishna. To leave all these things, to reduce the material necessities, is not enough. It is just the way, it clears the path to go to Krishna. And as soon as you reduce your material necessities, and whatever time you can save, should be every moment, should be utilized in understanding the Supreme Truth. As it is, as I told you, in Kali Yuga, our brains are completely useless to understand anything. But Prabhupada is very merciful. He has given us everything in a very simple language. And this should be our goal, in short. So try to adjust your life, your activities, in this way. Shastras are clear completely. He says in Bhagavatam, the Jnane Prayasam Udabhasya Namantayeva is the first line of this verse. Jnane Prayasam Udabhasya Namantayeva Jivanti San Mukharitam Bhavadiya Vartam Jivanti San Mukharitam Bhavadiya Vartam Sthane Sitaha Shrutigatam Mano Vai E Prayasho Ajita Jitopi Asita Istri Lukyam. Very nice verse. It advises the practical way how to approach Krishna. He says, Jnane Prayasam Udapasyaiva. You forget about the concocted knowledge. Don't try for it. And what you should do? Namantayeva. You should come to the altar like this and fall flat in front of the altar. That is Namantayeva. You just bow down in front of the deities. You go to the temple, go have your own altar. Like this, the house is a temple. And this is how, wherever you see the picture, you just fall down before the picture. This create this tendency. And then Jivanti San Mukhiritam Bhavadi Vartam. They live their life by hearing Krishna Katha from the mouths of devotees. Continuously they hear. Then Sthane Sthita. You be situated in your own situation. There is no need of running away. And if you are situated in your own situation, then what is to be done? Shruti Gatam Mano Vang Mano Vair. You just hear continuously Krishna Katha. If there is nothing to be heard, you read loudly yourself the books, scriptures, and you hear yourself. And Tanu by your body, Vang by your speech, and Mano Vair by your mind. Try to serve Krishna in your own place. Try to do these things. And then what will happen is nicely described in the last verse. E prayasho ajita. He is ajita. He is unconquerable. In three planetary systems, you cannot conquer Krishna. But those who live like this, jitopiyasi, they immediately conquer Krishna. And this is our goal of existence. And there is no need, no condition that you should do this or you should do that or you should do that. Hanumanji prays to Lord Ram. Na janma nunam mahato na saubhagam. Na vang na manam buddhir na akritis toshe hetu. Tahi vishrusha napi vanam kasas chakar ke bata lakshmana graja. Very nice word from 5th canto of Bhagavatam. He says, I don't have birth, I birth. Na janman, na mahato, I am not very great. Na saubhagam, I don't have wealth with me. I don't have any good fortune. Na vang, I don't have speech. Na buddhi, not even intelligence. Na vang, na buddhi, na akritis tosha hetu. Are you sleeping? Please stand up. This na vang, na buddhi, akritis tosha hetu. I don't have akriti even. I am a monkey and full of hair, the body. I don't have very pleasant activity also. But with all this, I don't have a place to stay. I don't have a palace to stay. We are just staying in the forest. With all these inebrieties, you are so very kind, Chakar. You have accepted us as it is. If he can accept a monkey like Hanuman, why can he not accept us? There is no special qualification. The only thing is required is the intense desire to go to Krishna. Frankly speaking, we don't desire. We still think that I will start and get another human body. And then marry a nice car, and nice bungalow, and then I will change. This is how we care, take comfort. Please, don't hanker after another birth. It's a very painful condition. So we finish it off now here. And let us go back wholesale to Krishna. All Singapore. Hare Krishna. All glories to the Father for you. For me to ask him. Yes. Have you any comments? Doubt? Very nice to see you. So we met him just as we went for a walk. He's very kind. Came. Have you any doubts or comments? And we should hanker after the eternal life in the service of Krishna. That is the main thing. Prabhupada describes the same thing in so many different ways. He has written in one of the letters that I don't have to say much, but the scriptures are describing in so many different ways. So we should become very serious about the study of the scripture, chanting the rounds, and don't neglect our responsibility. We should meet our material responsibility. We are creatures. We would not have married, but we are married now. We have our own responsibility. So we have to carry on. And side by side, be very serious about this. Hare Krishna. All glorious. Jai.
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 So how is the receipt? You're still alive. I was doubting. How is everything? All right? Come. And nice to see you. Yeah, you're still. That's nice. It's all right. The planes are flying.